It's Weekend with Wiser, and yes, the 13th is Second Saturday Art Walk. It is going to be fabulous as always, all over the different neighborhood districts, from the Deuces to the Warehouse Arts District to the Edge to the Grand Central District. Galleries are open, music's a poppin', and if you're in the Warehouse Arts District, you can take the Star Trolley to get around. But let's get right down to it. There is so much going on, you can't even believe it. So let's talk about some of the new things that have come up in the news. So recently, the Ruth Eckert Hall announced its lineup for the Matinee Collection. Many fun things going on. Elvis Birthday Bash, Met's Gone Nuts, 117 Years of Broadway. And making a debut at Ruth Eckert Hall will be Invincible, a glorious tribute to Michael Jackson. A1A, the official and original Jimmy Buffett tribute, and 60s Mania. It seems like 60s Mania is all around. 1964 also is going to be at the Duke Energy Center for the Mahaffey. You know, you can do brunch at the Ruth Eckert Hall, experience upstage dining. So here's what's going on. January 4th, 2026, premiere Elvis Birthday Bash, top two Elvises and one phenomenal show. Mutt's Gone Nuts, January 11th. That is just, if you love dogs, if you like world champion frisbee dogs, it's so much fun. Invincible, glorious tribute to Michael Jackson, Sunday, January 18th, 2026. And I'm telling you this now because these tickets go quick. So it's fun to spend a time with the family matinee, particularly to this one. It's I love the electrifying world of Michael Jackson's music. The Barricade Boys West End Party, Sunday, January 25th. These four dazzling performers will have you tapping your feet from Les Mis to the Jersey Boys. It's a musical journey. For those of you who love Jimmy Buffett, I want to remind you the Coral Reefers is going to be back at the Palladium. We're going to talk about the Palladium in a little bit. But over on February 1st at the Ruth Eckert Hall, A1A, the official and original Jimmy Buffett tribute show. It's was formed in 1991, and it's going to be a lot of fun. There's even going to be 34 years they've been doing this, and they are within the Parrothead community, legendary. 60s Mania, a journey through the 60s. It's going to be performing the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Beach Boys, and the Kinks. It's going to be February 16th. It's really a multimedia experience. There's great rare footage, psychedelic visuals, and a dazzling light show. So good, so good. The Neil Diamond Experience. Now, I don't love Neil Diamond, but I love Robert Neary. And this Broadway television motion picture actor has a unique production. He tells stories behind the songs from Neil Diamond's interviews, quotes, and autobiographical books. If you love I Am, I Said, I'm a Believer, Solitary Man, Coming to America, and Sweet Caroline, February 22nd at Ruth Eckert Hall. I have seen Neil Berg's 117 Years of Broadway in other cities, but it is back February 24th. If you love Broadway, if you love Phantom of the Opera, Jersey Boys, Wicked, Mamma Mia, you've got to see this. Another favorite of mine, I'm a Mamma Mia person, is Staying Alive, the Bee Gees tribute. That's going to be March 1st. It's a full playlist, Night Fever, Jive Talk, and How Deep Is Your Love? You Should Be Dancing. And then followed by the Bronx Wanderers, March 22nd. That is a wonderful show as well. Father, Two Sons, and their high school classmates. It's a high energy rock and roll nostalgia and modern hits. Then the dream team of rock and roll, Joey D and the Starlighters, Jay Siegel's Tokens and Little Peggy March are going to be performing some of the top tunes of the 60s, and that's a lot of fun. So lots of things going on there. I want to tell you about some incredible stuff that's going on at the Warehouse Arts District in their fall music and dance series, Under the Stars. So Friday's at the Arts Exchange Station. It's going to be a marvelous to get there at 6 o'clock. The show's open at 6:30. A lot of Latin flair, and of course the Foodie Lab serves up great grub and beer and wine. October 10th is David Manson with Osundo Jazz, Bossa Nova and Samba from the 60s and 70s. October 17th is Rumba Flamingo Night with Nuevo Flamenco Guitar Virtuosity and Fiery Rhythms Under the Stars. Little Mambo energy, baby, it's coming. This is going to be incredible. Yes, excuse me. So October 17th is Rumba Flamenco Night, and that is Nuevo Flamenco's Guitar Virtuosity and Fiery Rhythms from Adolfo Troncoso, the Warehouse Arts District Events Manager and well-known musician, and Sebastian Fox. Then Tito Puente Jr. sizzles with salsa Under the Stars on October 24th, bringing Mambo energy to the stage. The Fractal free jazz and dance fusion meshes improvised music and modern movement in a collaborative performance starring Robert Strickland, David Pate, Jim Stewart, and dancer Helen French, yes, who is also the new Arts Alliance executive director. So that will be following as well. On November 20th, Warehouse Arts District's second annual fundraiser is Tango Under the Stars. It's an elegant celebration of Latin culture and artistic vibrancy, with a Latin Grammy-nominated tango ensemble to be announced, Argentinian barbecue, and live painting performances. Hats off to Marcus Gottschlick, the executive director, and his team for planning such a fun season. There has been something at the Palladium side door that I cannot wait to talk about. It's Zeta the Babe. Now, if you've seen her at the North End Tap House, you know that this sultry singer and saxophonist is incredible. She has come up with a wonderful show on October 23rd. It's a unique collaboration. And it's poetry and a sax benefit concert and showcase for one of our favorite people, the studio at 620. Live instrumentation, emotional storytelling, and it's kind of like an open mic. She guides the audience through a vulnerable journey of poetry, music, and self-reflection. There's collaboration with Pieces Live and her band, the support of Tripolitan, her crossover jazz and neo-soul band. Each guest gets a pair of silent disco style headphones, and you'll hear a short recorded monologue from the artist before they perform, sharing the thoughts, emotions, or inspiration behind their pieces. It's really going to be a rare opportunity. It's not just a concert, it's an immersive statement. So help support Studio at 620. Also at the Palladia in October is St. Pete Opera's Carlisle Floyd Susanna, 1017, 1019 through 1021, the Simon Lasky Group on 1025. And of course, Simon will be at Freefall with Lasky, Arrhenius, and Nash to do a Burt Bacharach tribute on September 17th. So you get to see him in two different formats. And then Go Now, the Moody Blues tribute is October 27th at the Palladium. Toby the Experience, a tribute to Toby Keith, is November 3rd. The one and only Jeremy Carter Group, My Favorite Things, is on November 8th. In September, the Latin Side of Swing featuring the crew with special guest Gumby Ortiz. I hope you caught my interview. You can go to the podcast and look up my interview with Brian. The very delightful Victor Holes will have an interview with the Temporal Tile Collective presenting Spice and Sound, an immersive musical experience. They performed September 18th. Again, go to podcast. We'll have a little bit of music from that and also Victor's wonderful, wonderful interview in Classical Scene. Faithfully Rocks the Palladium on September 20th. Scotty Wright and Helios Jazz Orchestra is September 23rd. And I love this one. More Beatles. Hot Tonic. I love that band. Reimagines the Beatles. September 26th. Listen to Bill DeYoung's wonderful interview with Alejandro Arrhenius on both St. Pete Catalyst and Friday on Radio St. Pete on September 27th, he's going to be previewing Arrhenius' Mixtura, A Multicultural Journey in Sound. But there's more. There's more. I can't believe what the Palladium is doing. They're also going to be reshowing October 28th, October 29th. Now, you'll hear about this on Monday. Rui Farias interviewed Walt Diggers with about Our City, Our Airport, Albert Whitted Airport documentary premiere. That is October 28th and 29th. You know, it's festival season. So in addition to the upcoming Clearwater Jazz Holiday, of course, October 16th through 19th, and Suncoast Jazz Festival, November 21, 23, there's a new kid in town, the St. Pete Country Festival, 2025, November 21 through 23rd at the Sky Beach Resort in Skyway Marina District. And that's going to be featuring country star John Langston. So, you know, it really is festival season. Our very own Fiona Franchet, you can catch her at the Taverna every Thursday in St. Pete Beach and in the Trade Winds at the Palms. So let's talk a little bit about the Duke Energy Center for the Mojave. I will be interviewing Kashmir's Jean Voilet, the spirit of Led Zeppelin Live. You'll catch my interview next week. That show's coming up September 21. Benesse, 25 Years of Passion, is at the Mojave, September 26. MasterChef's All-Stars, Michael Leonard, season 14, and Jaron Hurd, season 9, on October 4th. Air Supply, 50th Anniversary Celebration, October 8th at the Mojave. Collective Soul, Thursday, October 9th. Queen and Floyd, the concert that never was. is October 10th, 1964, The Tribute. October 11th, The Basement Yard Experience, the podcast. October 19th, World Ballet Company Cinderella, Bring the Kids, Bring the Family, October 23rd. And don't bring the kids to Randy Rainbow, but I will be there October 24th. And yes, bring the kids to a Charlie Brown Christmas, live on stage at the Mahaffey, November 12th. We just interviewed the delightful Kaylee, who is the marketing director for the Duke Energy Center for the Arts. You can see that interview and hear the whole season on our podcast channel. There's a wonderful thing going on at the James Museum. They're going to reinstall its Earth and Humanity Foundation Wildlife Gallery. They're going to turn that into an engaging art space that highlights the beauty, diversity, and conservation of wildlife. And that gallery transition is going to begin on September 14th, this weekend, and it will reopen to the public on Saturday, September 20th, which is also Free Museum Day. And Free Museum Day is produced by the St. Petersburg Arts Alliance, the City of St. Pete, and participating cultural organizations. So you'll see wildlife from Florida's wetlands to the far reaches of the globe. Guests will discover new interpretive features to engage all ages, family-friendly activities, a time for exploration and reflections, curated by the wonderful Emily Capes, the James Museum Chief Curator. It'll feature a dynamic selection of realistic paintings and sculptures portraying wildlife from around the globe, including two new gifts of bronze sculptures to the museum. We also have wonderful, wonderful, wonderful places, galleries that celebrate the wildlife and nature of Florida. The Wild Space Gallery this weekend is debuting 125 years of Audubon in Florida at 2606 Fairfield Avenue South, Building 7. And there will be a reception as well. It's an exhibit that traces the history of the organization and highlights its ongoing efforts in natural resource conservation, coastal bird watching, raptor research, and Everglade restoration. The opening includes a panel conversation and presentation from 6 to 7 on the 13th with Julie Rathmull, who is the VP and Executive Director of Audubon Florida, Jason Lauritzen, Chief Conservation Officer of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Foundation, Noel Smith, Curator of Wild Space Gallery, and it's moderated by the one and only Mallory Dimmitt, Chief Executive Officer of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Foundation. Don't miss 125 years of Audubon in Florida. Folks, there's so much more. Please go to my Let's Go guide. You can find that on Facebook and LinkedIn. You can find it on the What's Happening. So for Weekend with Wiser, I'm your host, Nanette Wiser. Get out there, get to the museums, get to the second Saturday art walk, support local music. It is a crazy, wild, and fun time from downtown St. Pete to the beaches and beyond. Have fun. Aloha.